Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 14th from 1 Kings chapter 12. Jeroboam is a very shrewd guy. He zeroed in on his most pressing threat, the soft allegiance of the people of Israel. If they turned against David's descendants so easily, why not against him at some point too? What had he ever done for them except lead a rebellion? One thing that is true of rebellious people, they don't seem to like anybody leading them. Even their earlier champions. As the primary coup leader, Jeroboam himself will be under constant threat of later coup attempts. There was a clean and simple solution to Jeroboam's dilemma. Make it easier for the people to do their religious thing. Copy what they're used to, but innovate. Don't be so narrow about who can serve at the altars. After all, Moses himself said that Israel was a kingdom of priests. And who's to say that the Israelites have to worship at only one place? Isn't God everywhere, accessible to his worshipers? Why not make worship more convenient? Set up centers of worship in the north and south so people don't have to travel so far. Besides, that will keep the Israelites out of the clutches of those intolerant priests and leaders in Jerusalem. And why can't we have calf idols anyway? They're only symbols of God's strength and virility, not God himself. Cults like Mormonism or Jehovah's Witnesses or Islam don't survive because they're out there in their practices or beliefs, but because they have so much surface commonality with the real thing. It's the underlying poison of twisted doctrines and appeals to lust, such as polygamy with the Mormons, or ethnic pride, Islam, or self-righteousness, Jehovah's Witnesses, that destroy whole peoples. The unsuspecting, the ignorant, the spiritually immature, and the undiscerning person are fairly easy pickings for a self-serving leader like Jeroboam, who knows how to use the trappings of religion to entrap the gullible. God, keep us alert to the wiles of the enemy of our souls. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.